Because the first mission, the Masechta, introduced us to the idea of a Nezikin. And specifically to the different four or five different avos Nezikin of Mamon HaMazik. So there's Adam HaMazik and then there's Mamon HaMazik. And Mamon HaMazik is Shar, which breaks down into Karen and Shem and Regal. And then you have the two non-living avos Nezikin are Eish and Bar. Now, and that sounds like offhand the way we should organize things. You have Adar HaMazik and you have Mamon HaMazik, and that's how we've been assuming up until now. And Mamon HaMazik is both the various varieties of, as the Rambam puts it, a live animal which is being Mazik, as well as the two varieties of non-living Mamon HaMazik, namely Eish and Bar. The Gemara here on Chavez and Manal raises what at first seems like a very innocent little question. Well, how do you understand the mazik of Eish? Is Eish like your mammon, or is Eish like your arrows? When you look at that, at first I was sure, I didn't realize there was a question that needed answering, and I'm not sure what the answers are. Eish is Eish. What's the problem? There's Shar, and there's Eish, and there's Bar. It's a parash in the Chumash of Eish. What do I need? What does it have to be because of anything? And if it is, does need explanation, what have we explained? It's either like mammon or it's like my chitzim. What does that mean? What does that even mean? And then, over the course of the four tashmas, two tashmas and chabez and manalim, and two tashmas and chabez and beis, the first one is our Mishnah, chaval chabez, with the dog pulled a biscuit off the grill and apparently discovered afterwards to its fright that the biscuit had some coals on it. It thought it was just going to nibble on the biscuit. The mission is, well, the biscuit got chained, but then it dropped the biscuit because it's hot, on the haystack. The haystack goes up in flames. Chatzi nezek. The Gemara wants to know, why chatzi nezek? Either nezek, why should you chatzi nezek? It's not Karen. Why is it chatzi nezek? Chayev Pater, what's Chati Nezek? The Gemara says, well, maybe it's Tzeror. But Kocho Yeredo, Tzeror. But why is that Kocho? The Kocho. It burns. So this opens up a fascinating idea, an idea which then over the following three Tashmas, the Gemara methodically works its way backwards through the Mishnayos of Eish in the second half of Perek HaKones. And what becomes increasingly clear is that the machlokas is the following. When I light a fire and the fire spreads, I take a torch and I hold the torch to something and that thing burns directly where the torch is, that's gufo. I held the torch. If I take a bat and I smash the vase, that's adam hamazik. Or if I take a fiery bat and hold it against something and burn it up, that's also what? Which av nezek? Adam hamazik. That's not Eish. L'chol hadeis. I directly apply a fire to something. If I hit something, I pour chemicals on something, I put fire on something, and that thing directly gets destroyed, that's for sure Adam hamazik. The question that Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish are debating is what happens when I light something on fire, so that very spot where I place the fire, Adam HaMazik, that's one little area. The point is the fire spread. Right? Like, for example, the first Tashma. So the caliph puts the coal in one spot. There are a few inches that directly burn from contact with the gachelas, so that's the act of the caliph. Okay, but that's a couple of pennies. The question is how you look at the rest of the spread of the fire. How do you look at that? So Rish Lakish says, what do you mean? Eish is one of the parshas of Mamon HaMazik, we thought. And Rabbi Yochanan says something fascinating. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. When the fire spreads, that's me. That's my Maisa. After all, Rabbi Yochanan says, if I take a gun and I shoot out your windows, or a more polite situation, I took a I hit a baseball with a bat and it ended up flying through someone's window, that is Adam HaMazik. That's not baseball HaMazik, it's Adam HaMazik. Right? Because I sent the baseball flying. It's not Gufo, it's Kocho, as we've been discussing. But that, Kocho, it's Adam HaMazik, I de Kocho. Which, Adam HaMazik de Kocho, Nezek Shalin, regular Adam HaMazik. By regular, Sharon HaMazik de Kocho would be Chatzi Nezek. So Gerchen says the same is true for fire. I light a fire here, then the fire spreads. That's like I hit the ball over here and then the ball flew. It's kocho. I light the fire and it spread. So that's kocho. Says the Gerchen, that's Adam HaMazik. Or if an animal put the fire down, so that's kocho of the animal, it's Sraros Chatzi Nezek. If an Adam did it, that's my Maisa. And the Gemara goes on to say that if a person murdered Rachman Litzlav through the spread of fire, that's the Maisa of the Rotzeh, his Chayim Misa. That's your action. Ali de Kocha. Now, a couple questions have to be answered. Number one, Reish Lakish says, I don't understand. It's Koach Acher Me'urugo. As the Gemara told us explicitly at the beginning of the Masechta, it's not my Koach. And the other question is, Eish is always Adam HaMazik? How could that be? But Eish and Adam are two different Avos Nezikin. What's your Yechon saying? Eish isn't always Adam. Eish is Eish and Adam is Adam. So let's, over the next 60 seconds, briefly lay out the answers to those two questions, and we'll expand tomorrow. In terms of the quote, Reish Lakish raises the question, if I hit a baseball with a bat, it's entirely my force that made the ball hit and smash the window. But here, I didn't fire, I threw the torch. I used a torch to light something, and the fire spread. So it's what I'm doing together with, let's say, the wind carrying the fire forward. Koach after mu'urim, though. That's what Reish Lakish says, Jigaychan, it's not the same as Kocho. And the Gemara said at the beginning of the Masechta, Asia is Koach after mu'urim, though. So for Reish Lakish, that's the difference between Adam and Eish. Is it purely my Koach is still Adam? But if it's Koach after mu'urim, it's me together with the force of the wind, let's say, that would be, it's no longer Adam. Adam plus wind, that's merely Eish. Rav Yochanan says, no. The Chiddush of the Parsha of Eish in part is that's called my Maisa. If I act in a way that I'm also harnessing a natural force to act with me, maybe it's the force of gravity, maybe it's the flow of electricity, or maybe it's the force of wind, Koach Acher Me'urvbo for Reish Lakish, that's still my Maisa. Just like Kocho is my Maisa. So even Koach Acher Me'urvbo, where it's my Koach, but another natural Koach blended in, Reb Yochanan holds, that's my Maisa. What emerges is Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish have an incredibly fundamental machlokas. How do you define the parameters, the boundaries of Maisa Adam? If it's my Koach, but also another natural force, is that still called Maisa Adam or not? In the world of Hezek, in the world of Ritzicha, and in 100 other areas of Halach where you require Maisa Adam. Like we can talk about King Meshicha. I whistle and the animal walks over. Is that Meshicha? It was my Koach plus the animal's Koach. Because like Reb Yochanan, Koach Me'urvbo is my Maisa. That's Meshicha. It's a Gemara Kiddushin. That's the one major issue. Is Koach Me'urvbo. The other question was what do you mean? Do you mean, but how could it be true? Every Eish is Adam? I thought Eish is a separate Av Nezek. Or as the Gemara puts in a Chav Gimel Av, didn't we say that Hilchoseyan, that Eish is Pater on Tamun? Adam isn't Pater on Tamun. That's the Gemara's way of asking, aren't Eish and Adam two separate Avs? To which the Gemara answers, you're right. Rav Yochanan doesn't say every Eish is Adam. There are limits to when I can call Koach Acher Me'urvbo my Maisa, and when it's too removed. So the Gemara gives one or two examples of where it's already too removed. There'll be cases where it's too far removed from my action to be called my Maisa. In other words, even Even Reish Lakish agrees, if it's just Kocho, that's Adam HaMazah. If I just threw the ball and it flew through the window, even Reish Lakish agrees, that's Adam HaMazah. And there'll be cases, we'll get to tomorrow, Kol or Pizza, where it's too far removed from HaMaisa. Even Yerkin agrees, that's merely Maman HaMazah. And that's when we would call it Eish, not Adam, and Patr on top. But the vast middle, where it's my Koach, but I'm also harnessing another natural Koach, that's where there's a fundamental machloket of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Is that still called Maisa Adam or not? Nafkamina, is it Adam HaMazik? Chai van Taman? If I hurt another person, I'm Chai van Dal Dvarim? If Rachman Salman caused someone's death, this is going to be a Chiyuv Misa? Or I say, no, that's not my Maisa. You could be Chayiv to pay for Nezek because it's Maman HaMazik, because it's the Av of Eish, you wouldn't call it, you wouldn't be no chiyuv dal dvarim, there'd be no chiyuv ritzicha, and if the animal did it, it would be no chiyuv what? So, we will continue with Hashem to tomorrow.